Hey there, my name is Dave Clements, and this is my audio journal. If you've listened to the first episode in this podcast feed, well, awesome, I guess. But you might also notice that the podcast, I referred to it as something different. I referred to it as Dave Lives Here, and I thought that was an okay name for the time being, but I feel like now I have a better name that fits my personality and hopefully the personality of this podcast a little bit. And it is, are you ready for it? You've probably seen it in the artwork already when you were like, what the heck is this? The show is now going to be called Slightly Obnoxious, Strongly Sarcastic. I'm not going to refer to it like that all the time. I'm really not even going to be doing introductions. Like, there's no music, there's no intro, outro. It's just going to be me talking. This is an audio journal, so I get to talk about the things that I'm interested in talking about. And we're just going to go from there. So I was going to talk about this on my other podcast, Geek This, but I have not really had the time to sit down and craft out a well-executed podcast episode for it. So I decided I'm going to go off the cuff. I'm just going to, you know, think about it. Christmas was, you know, a month ago, and my wife being very cool and me being not so cool by like over hinting about what I really wanted for Christmas, she got me a PlayStation 4. Now some people are going to take that one of two ways, or maybe one of three ways. One, somebody's going to think, oh my God, these people have so much money that she went and spent that much money on a new system for him. Guess what? I don't really get expensive things like that often. And usually we've saved it a lot up, but we just had some extra Christmas money and we both, we spent the same amount of money and we got each other things that we really wanted. It wasn't a matter of, like, we didn't break the bank in order to do it. There's no credit cards involved or anything like that. One of the other things that you might think is, whatever, it's just a PlayStation. People get video games sometimes. That's cool. And I don't know what the third one would have been. Totally just space that out. Dang it. I hate when I do that. Welcome to the show. The SOSS. Sauce. Yeah, welcome to the Sauce Podcast. We're going to talk about sauces. Told you, obnoxious. So anyway, now something you have to understand when it comes to Christmas for Wendy and I is I'm really good at telling anybody close to me, I want that. Insert the Napoleon Dynamite clip of the lady saying, I want that, or Bobby Duke saying, I want that. If you don't get either of those references, shame on you. But we can still be friends. That's cool. But I'm pretty vocal when it comes to, hey, this is a thing that I would like to have. And I will repeat it over and over and over and over again until I get it. And maybe that's a sin. Maybe that's, you know, I'm wearing people down and being passive aggressive. Or maybe I'm being aggressive. Not real sure. But that was not my intention. And I'm not trying to get into that. But Wendy got me a PlayStation 4 for Christmas. And I was ecstatic because I only wanted one game. That was the sole reason for me getting a PlayStation 4, which was to get Spider-Man, which is only available on PlayStation. Now, if you're not a video game person, I'm sorry. going to have to sit and listen to me talk a little bit about video games. So I only wanted Spider-Man. That was the only game that I wanted. I knew that I would want more games as time went on, but it, like, you know, that was the one game. Surprisingly, it came with three games in addition to Spider-Man that she bought me extra. It came with The Last of Us Remastered, God of War, the newest installment of that franchise, and a game called Horizon Zero Dawn. Now, it has not even been a full month since I've had the PlayStation. I am in the 94% range of having Spider-Man completed. I don't know how far I am in The Last of Us. I feel like I'm at least halfway through. Maybe, maybe not. But I'm enjoying that. I've barely touched Horizon Zero Dawn. Played through like the kind of tutorial time. I'm just starting. And I haven't even touched God of War. Now is the part of the show where you put me in a stranglehold and punch me in the face and tell me, knock it off. But I have found so many more games that I want to play and more games that excite me. And I guess the thing that I find interesting is we bought a Nintendo Switch a couple of years ago, I think. You know, discounted. Same situation as the PlayStation, but, you know, I had to get a couple of extra controllers in order to play with my daughters, you know, and we bought it as a family system because that's Nintendo. They're kid friendly, you know, family friendly game consoles. And I was excited about it. There was, we got Super Mario Odyssey, you know, because why wouldn't you get a Mario game? And we got a couple of other games as time went on. I got Breath of the Wild. Never completed that game. Still need to go back and complete it. And now I have a PlayStation 4. I'm probably never going to complete Breath of the Wild. I know. I'm a horrible person. And I should be punched for not completing a game. But the PlayStation 4 has kind of reignited and reinvigorated this desire to play games, because I haven't really played video games in a long time. Like I was playing the Switch, but recently it's just been a lot of like Minecraft because, you know, I want to be able to have something that my kids can watch me play. You know, I don't want to own any games where if they're scrolling through on this family shared console and see some game that dad's playing that's like ultra violent or something like that, because I have a tendency to gravitate toward those games for no reason in particular, just it's nice to play, you know, mature games. And then I got the PlayStation and I was like, man, like I feel like everything was, I felt excited about gaming again. I know I keep saying it, but there's just this interest that started growing in me and I'm going, okay, well, what does this system have to offer? Spider-Man looked gorgeous. And The Last of Us looks gorgeous. Like, I mean, top of the line, like the graphics are so much better and I get pulled into the story so much more than I ever did with any game I had on the Switch or even the Xbox. But I think the other part of that is the PlayStation has come down to the dungeon into my office and it's mine. It, you know, it's not for me to share with anybody. I can play whatever games I want and not have to worry about you know, my kids walking in and seeing somebody's head being blown off or something like that. Because I've been playing Fallout lately, Fallout 4. So if you've ever played Fallout 4, you'll know that it's violent. It's gory. It's bloody. It's over the top. There's strong language, you know, little talk about drugs and stuff like that. But in general, you know, these are the games that I've basically missed out on just playing the Switch. And I'm sure that there are games out there similar, but I never got into them for the reasons that I specified, you know, where I just, I needed to make sure that I had wholesome content available. And the more I talk about it, the more I think, well, is that wrong? You know, should I not be playing games like that? I don't think it matters. Like, how is it affecting me? You know, that's a big thing. And I'm not being negatively affected by playing any of these games. I think maybe the only negative effect is I just want to play my games more often. I want to be down here in my little office, my studio, playing the PlayStation a lot more. So I guess that's a negative. But the positive is that reinvigoration and interest in video games and going, okay, well, what's coming out or what is out that I should experience? And I've joined a gaming group on Facebook. It's run by some guys that started the Facebook or the website, The Dad. You may or may not have seen it. Go check it out. Just search for The Dad. And their logo is just like a big, like, athletic D and just says The Dad over it. But I joined this group because I feel like I'm brand new to this world again. And for me, it's not about playing games online. I've never been big into playing games online. Like, I have friends that do, and I'm PlayStation friends with them as well as real friends, or at least Facebook friends. And, you know, I don't really have an interest in playing any particular game. Now, if they were to suggest, hey, what do you think about, you know, every Sunday night at, you know, 10 o'clock, you and I, we play this MMO or something like that. Yeah, I'd probably give it a try. But I don't know. I think what I'm getting at, and not presenting very well, I'm presenting it very poorly. I think I'm starting to fall in love with storytelling again. I've always been very interested in storytelling, and some of these games, you know, because that's how far I've really been out of the video game scene. You know, I had an Xbox 360, but like Skyrim was one of those games I played and never beat. I really didn't have any intention of beating it anyway. I think I got it for free, so, you know, whatever. Do I have to beat a free game? But I wasn't very into the story that was going on at the time. And I think it was more just, I want to disassociate from the world and I want to live inside this world, inside this game. But I wasn't paying attention to the story. I was just going, upgrading my character, trying to find as much cool stuff, blah, blah, blah. And now that I've got this PlayStation, I'm finding myself get very, very interested in the story that's being told and the emotion that these writers and voice actors are adding. One thing that I noticed as I was playing Spider-Man first, because that was the first game I put in, was I became very engrossed. Like, I didn't skip cutscenes, and I really didn't have a desire to. I was very focused on, okay, what is being said here? What is being felt? And I think that what I'm getting at is I want to start paying attention to storytelling more. When I was in middle school and high school, I read so many books, and now, I mean, I do audiobooks and they're fine. I count that as reading, but I think the struggle is really connecting with the words and the characters and the writer. And video games are allowing me to do that because I'm able to see the emotions acted out in these higher resolution graphics. I have a headset now, so I'm able to really hone in on what's being said. And overall, I feel like I'm actually participating in the story. Recently starting to play Fallout 4 on PlayStation Now, I started to notice that even more. And it was, well, actually, no, I take that back. I was noticing when I started playing The Last of Us, I was very engrossed and I cared about what was happening to the characters. There's a big moment in the game. For me, it wasn't too terribly long ago, but there's a moment in the game where something happens and you're like, I was ready to put the controller down and walk away and clear my head because I didn't know what was coming next and I didn't know how things were going to continue given the situation. And I don't remember the last time a video game made me feel that way. You know, usually it's just this rush of adrenaline because I'm shooting something or I'm punching something, I'm fighting something, I'm getting away from something, I'm racing something. But I don't know, I feel like I've entered a new world since Christmas. I've entered this world of really, really good storytelling, and it's made me very interested in going back and like reading words on a page again. You know, like instead of reading comics, which I have no problem with comics. If you know me, I love comic books, but there's just something like I wanted to just strip away the visuals and just live in my mind a little bit because I guess I miss reading. I miss experiencing my own imagination. And it's really crazy that just a video game console, you know, something that as a kid I was told, you know, if you watch too much TV, if you play too many video games, if that's all you do all the time, your brain will rot. I don't entirely agree or disagree. Kind of on the fence. I can see both sides, but wow. Like, a video game console is making me want to pursue story even more and not just in observing it and entertaining myself with it, but I've really thought more about writing. I've thought more about character development and how that plays into just my life as a podcaster. You know, obviously this is one of those things that this is a show that I'm just off the cuff, got to get it out kind of a thing. It's on my mind. And I think that that's good. I think some people should have podcasts like that, but I want to get more creative. I want to be doing more stuff and it's leading me back to where I was a year or two ago, where I wanted to get into role-playing games and understand how these worlds were crafted and how they're played. So I think that this is where it's all leading me. Like, I'm finding role-playing games on the PlayStation to be much more fulfilling and entertaining than just simple, I don't know, just shoot 'em ups. I know Fallout 4, like, it's a first-person shooter style game, but it's also a role-playing game. Like, you're playing this character and your decisions matter. Same thing with The Last of Us. So yeah, I guess I'm just appreciating story more, and I'm excited to pursue it a little bit more. Real quick before I end, so I just want to talk about some of the games I've been playing, and if you are playing games specifically on PlayStation, but you know, maybe it's not exclusive to PlayStation. If you're playing video games and you're like, hey, you should check this game out, you might like it, just let me know. I'm on Twitter at Mr. Dave Clements. That's MrDaveClements. I know I said that fast. Sorry. So, like I said, Spider-Man, The Last of Us, Fallout 4, those are kind of the three top games I've been playing off and on. PlayStation Now is a really cool service where you pay, I think it's like $10 a month, and you get access to a bunch of games that they have there in their library, and they change them out every month to 2 months or something like that, which I think is great. It's a whole lot more bang for your buck than some other services. And so I've just been dabbling. Like, I played I Am Bread, so just some stupid games, because I'm considering, kind of as an addendum to, is it addendum? Is that the word I want to use? As an addition to maybe this show and Geek This, I want to start streaming some games, or at least playing some games, putting them on YouTube for people to watch, hear me comment, you know, just have some fun like that. But yeah, so just kind of goofing around. So if you have games that you're interested in seeing me play or think I should play just because, let me know. I just actually ordered a game today that I just found out about yesterday or the day before. Heard it in passing, or I found it in a search, something like that. Oh, I was looking for a game called The Outer Worlds, and I've heard it's really good. But in my search, I found a game called No Man's Sky. And to sum it up, it's like Minecraft in space. And the planets are like procedurally generated. So are some of the animals. That's my understanding of it. But it looks amazing. And it sounds like so much fun to play. I'm excited to get it. And I hope I get it sooner than I'm supposed to, because it says it's not going to show up for like another week. I'm hoping it shows up like within a couple of days. So anyway, yeah, if you have opinions on storytelling or video games or anything like that, I would love to hear them. If not, I'm just going to keep making episodes. And thanks for listening. I will talk to you guys later. Go check out Geek This if you haven't. It's over at geekthispodcast.com. And yeah, I think that's about it.